We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi, Memenach, Rishem, Chav Yaakov, Pepirchos, Leo, Weren, Kalen, Perichav, Zayin, Mishnah, Yud, Shlosha, Al Shlosha, Shanechlak. Here you have a piece of cloth, Beged, that's 3x3 Tfachim, which means that it's susceptible to Tumas as the minimum size to be susceptible to Tumas Midras. And in fact, it did. Zav was sitting on that, and Nida was sitting on it. Tahor, and Shanechlak. And now what happened? It split. So let's assume it divided evenly. Tahor min ha-midras. So now it's no longer tahor midras. Why? Because each sheet alone, each part, each beged alone is less than 3x3 tefachim. It's split in half. Aval tome maga midras. But each half is a rishon l'tuma because it's touching itself. What does that mean? Same idea. Each half touched the other before you even divided it when it had tumas medras. So each one is now tame maga medras, as we've said. And not surprisingly, Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chi be'ezeh medras nagazeh. I don't believe in this tumas beis hastarim. What medras did it touch? What do you mean? It was tame medras. Yeah, it's true. It was 3x3 tefachim. And now it's split in half. So, and each one is not the minimum shear. So the Tumas Medras is gone. The Kekli is basically broken. To become Tame now from an Avatama, that's fine. But to tell me that it's Maga Medras because it touched Medras, it touched itself, that's not true. Elim Kei Naga Bo Hazav. Tame Maga Ma Hazav. The Zav now touches it. Or something else, that's an Avatama. It's a dead sheretz, touches it. Yes, it will burn. Mela will become Tame Mikanel Haba from now on. But no Tuma that it had before does it retain. Bartanur makes the point that this machlokes is only where it's split in half. Split in half in the sense that each one doesn't have 3x3 tefachim alone. But he says the following, that if you have it split in a way that it's not split evenly, and you have a smaller piece, let's say one of the pieces, yes, is less than 3x3 tefachim, but the other one is larger. He says, where I have this beged, shepiresh mi beged gadol. So I have a smaller piece, true, less than the shear, but that this from this original shlosha al shlosha piece, beggar that became tamei medras, and there's a larger piece that's a larger than 3x3 tefachim. So it separates now the smaller piece from the larger piece, which remains more 3x3 tefachim, in beggar gadol, Shehaya Medras, which is Tame Medras. So, Hakol Modim, Shebishas Purushah's son, everyone agrees at the time that they're separating from one another, Me'avien, from the original, from the father, literally, Mikablos Tuma Me'avien, become Tame from the original one. So, because as you're tearing it, as you're cutting it in half, it's touching the original piece, which is still more than 3x3 Tfachim. That's still Tame Medras. The smaller piece as well will be Tame Maga Medras. Paragar Chavzayin, Mishnah Yun Aleph, Shlosha al Shlosha ba'ashbos. So here you have a beged that was 3x3 tefachim, and so that's minimum to be mekabel tumas midras ba'ashbos. But what happened? You threw it into the trash. So the Mishnah here says, oh, throwing it away. So is it still susceptible to tuma? You threw it into the garbage. So the Mishnah says, bari vitzorer melach. If you want it to be mekabel tuma at this point, so number one, it has to be bari. It has to be healthy, or has to be intact, has to be strong. It's not torn. There have no holes in it. And tzorer melach, it has to be strong enough that you can be tzorer. You can wrap salt pieces of salt inside, and it's strong enough, able to do that. So, and then the Mishnah says babayis. Obari otsorer melach. So that was all if you threw it into the garbage. Then it needs to be bari, strong enough, no holes, and sorer melach, then it's able to wrap salt. But if it's not the yashpa, it's babayis, so then you don't need both. Then you didn't throw it away. So obari otsorer melach. Then it's susceptible to tuma even without those two requirements. If it's strong enough, that's enough. Tzorer melach, that's also enough, even though it's not strong enough. Either one is going to be significant enough. Bar Tanura says, Avol hanimsa babayis hoil ve'eno mushleches ba'ashba dain choshfu uvechad greda sagi. Only one is all you need is one. And he makes the other point. How much is salt are we talking about? He says, Bariva Chazak Viroi Litzorba Rova Kav Melach. Not just any amount of salt, but a quarter of a kav. Six kav equal a sa, a quarter of a kav of melach. So the Mishnah says, oh, well, that's actually what the Mishnah says now. Kama melach ke'et sorer. How much salt do you need to be able to wrap in it so that it has this status? Rova, a quarter of a kav. Yudomer badaka. He said, oh, v'chachamim v'magasa. What's this machlokes? So this is now coming to qualify how much melach. Well, we said how much melach. A rova a kav. The question is, what type of salt are we talking about? Is the quarter kav fine salt? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And the Chachamim say, gaso, we measure it with coarse salt. What's the difference? So the Bar Tanuri explains. Rabbi Yehuda omer bedaka, la'olam eino mitamei ad shei tzore rova melech daka. In order for it to become tamei, it has to be able to bind, to hold, to wrap a quarter of a kav of fine salt. And the Chachamim say, "Eino mitamei ad sheyetzora bagasa." It has to be able to wrap even gasa. So at first glance, it sounds like the Chachamim are, even, in other words, gasa, coarse salt, sounds like it's more difficult. So it sounds like the Chachamim are saying, it's not mekapotim unless it can even hold gasa. So the Mishnah tells you it's not true. Elu va'elu miskavnin lahakil. Both Rabbi Yehuda, who says the quarter of a kav of salt, that this beged, that is either in the house or the ashpa, whatever it is, that is that it needs to be able to wrap in order to be susceptible to tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says daka, fine salt, and the Chachamim say gasa, coarse salt. Both are trying to be leaned, and lenient means to show you that it's more difficult for the kleeb to become tame. So what does that mean? So the Bar Tanur explains like this. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Daka tzricha litzror bebeged bari v'chazak tfei. When you have fine salt, it's actually heavier. So, but because we're able to have more salt in that area. So, therefore, to be able to wrap it, the beged has to be bari v'chazak. So, she kaveda yosem anagasa. It's heavier than coarse salt, which is like bigger cubes. Hilkach mishaer ad shetei machzekes bidaka. That's why we evaluate at what point is this 3x3 beged susceptible, either in the house or in the ashpa, susceptible to tumah. So it has to be able to hold daka. To be lenient, meaning if it can't hold daka, which is much heavier, so then it's not mekabel tuma. Okay, it's more lenient. It's not mekabel tuma unless it can hold daka. V'rabbanan savi, the rabbanan hold the opposite. Gasa tzricha beged yoser bari. No, just the opposite. Coarse salt needs a stronger beged. Menei chaduda v'karno ser boltim, because coarse salt is sharp. And they're cubes, they're pieces, so they may cut holes in your cloth. Hilkoch misharm begasa letame. That's why we want to be lenient by saying only if it's able to hold gasa do we wrap gasa in it. Do we say that this beged 3x3 tefachim is mekabel tuma? Kidei lahakel ala beged amachzik melach daka shlitama. So basically saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, oh, if it can only hold gasa, it's not mekabel tuma. It has to hold daka, which is much heavier. The Chachamim say just the opposite. No, we're lenient. We're also lenient. No, if the beged can hold daka, then it's not mekabel tuma just yet. That's easy. It's able to hold gasa, that it's not going to rip, even though the gasa, the coarse salt, is sharp and it's going to make holes. So then, if it's able to hold that amount, then it's strong enough, okay, then it's mekabel tuma. But if it can't hold gasa, which if you were holding gasa, it would poke holes inside, that's not mekabel tuma. So each opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who says daka, Chachamim say gasa, are really trying to come to be lenient to show you that it'll take a longer time for this kli to become tame. And once again, just to remember that if it's in the ashpa, Bari vitzorer melach, it has to be strong enough that's A, intact, no holes, and B, be able to hold salt. What type of salt? Rova kav of either fine or gasa, fine salt or coarse salt. And in the house, one or the other quality is sufficient. Either bari, intact, no holes would be enough, or even if it has some holes, but if it can be tzorer melach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shavim shlosha al shlosha ba'ashpos, l'shalosh al shalosh ba'bayis. It's comes Rabbi Shimon to say that if you have a beged, that's 3x3 tefachim, they threw into the ashpa, it's not mekabel tuma, even though it has the minimum size, and it's bari, and it's soramelach, doesn't matter. If you threw it into the ashpa, it's not mekabel tuma. And this is the equation he makes. Shavin shlosha shlosha ba'ashpas. A beggar that's 3x3 tfachim, that's thrown into the trash, is equal to shlosha shlosh ba'bayis. A kli that's 3x3 etzbos that is in the house. What do we know about a kli that's 3x3 etzbos in the house? 3x3 etzbos is not makabel tumas medrash. It's not 3x3 tfachim. It's only 3x3 etzbos. So in effect, what he's saying is that, and Bar Tanur says, the mere fact that he threw it into the trash basically nullifies any significance that it has, and therefore it's not mitami tumas medrash at all. The same way 3x3 etzbos finger breasts are not mekabel tumas medrash at all anywhere, even in the house. So 3x3 tfachim, even though that is the minimum shear for tumas medrash, and it may be strong at old melach, etc., once you throw it into the garbage, Rabbi Shimon believes it's not mekabel tumah at all.